Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about a blessed life, and specifically about the life that Jesus says is blessed, and how very happy we are when we follow Him and His instructions. When we gaze into His Word and apply the truths and principles and commands. And when we live life pursuing Him and allowing the work of Jesus in our life to prepare us for the work that He created in advance for us to do. So we've been looking at different ones of the list out of Matthew 5, the Beatitudes, we typically know them as, as Jesus says, blessed are you, and gives a variety of things. We're not covering all of these, taking some of them as we go through each weekday morning. And today we come to, blessed are the pure in heart. I love all of these Beatitudes, all of these things that God says we are blessed when we live with these characteristics. But this is one that really stands out. Not that none of them are minor, but blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Shared this at different times and places, but one of the earliest memories I have of a Bible character that really stood out to me and I wanted to be like, and this was, I was probably 5 or 6, was Enoch. Kind of a surprising Bible character for most people to latch on to because there's so little said about him. And so many times, especially with children and young people, we like the heroic stories of David defeating Goliath, or Daniel surviving the lions, or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wandering around in this fiery furnace. And the action figures. You know, Elijah calling down fire from heaven. But Enoch, he's described briefly in the New Testament, but also briefly in this book of Genesis. One of those people who almost looks like a placeholder in the genealogy of history. And in a time where we're given these list of names of people who lived so many years and they had a son and lived so many more years and then they died, and we come to Enoch. And he lived, and he had a son, and he walked with God. And one day, he was not. Because his walk with God was physically with God. And so in a time where people were living 700, 800, 900 years, Enoch lived 365 years. And when I think of this beatitude, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, I think of Enoch. It doesn't identify him specifically as being pure in heart, but he could see God. He walked with God, and one day, his walk just continued from this earth into God's dwelling to be with him forever. And when we think about what it looks like to be pure in heart, I think about not our emotions as much as I do about our motivations. Why do I do what I do? Is it selfless or is it selfish? And living here on this earth, the purity of heart that we need in order to see God is not attainable on our own. It requires the work of Jesus in our life to get it. But it also requires the work of Jesus in our life to keep it. To allow Him, His Spirit, His Word to constantly evaluate and purify our motives, our heart, the emotions and reasons behind why we do what we do. So many times we'll read in the New Testament the stories of different people questioning Jesus, wanting answers, and sometimes Jesus is very patient with them and gives them good answers, direct answers. Many times he's patient with them but gives them what I would call thoughtful answers. We tend to call them parables, stories that they have to figure out on their own. Sometimes we read that knowing their hearts were evil, his response is more abrupt. Sometimes knowing their hearts were evil, he left their presence. You see, as much as we want to cover up why we do what we do, God knows. And when we're honest with God about our intentions, we put ourselves in a position to be purified, if that's what we choose. And when we live with a heart purified by God, purified by the work of Jesus, we not only prepare ourselves to see God in eternity, we begin to see the work of God now. We see His presence as we walk with Him. We see His presence as we serve and love others with no selfishness motivating us or driving us or just a genuine desire that people know God. Living life. Walking with God requires a purity of heart that is only available when we turn to Jesus. It's fairly common to choose to correct our actions when we're caught doing something wrong. And oftentimes that correction is short-lived. And it lasts until we think whoever caught us the first time isn't looking anymore. It's always fascinating to me as I drive, particularly on highway, set my cruise control, pretty close to the speed limit, at least, depending on what that is. And there'll be traffic that'll be flying by me. I may pass a car or two occasionally, but not often. But as I observe a police car parked along the side of the road or perhaps in the median watching traffic, I notice those brake lights on the cars that have passed me. And oftentimes they'll slow down and I'll keep my cruise control on and end up going by them because they're afraid. But once they're by and believe they're out of sight, back they come. See, the change was the motivation of not getting caught, not a motivation of doing what's right. And the pure in heart are those who, not those who live perfectly, we can't, but those who are motivated by doing what's right. Simply because we want to. And when we choose to pursue God with a whole heart, He says we'll find Him. When we find Him, we'll see Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has prepared us to know You. You've put a desire within us to seek You. So God, today I pray that You would help us to live with a pure heart. A heart that's been purified by the blood of Jesus, a heart that's kept pure by the work of Jesus in our life. And God, help us today to purify our motives, to choose to pursue what is right because that's what we want, rather than choosing to pursue what is right while somebody's watching. And God, today, as we have opportunity to serve and to love and to show mercy, may we do those things regardless of who we think is watching or isn't watching. But may we do those because we love You and because of Your love in us. Not seeking recognition or reward or anything for doing what's right, but simply wanting to please and honor You, wanting to walk with You. God, may we know the joy of seeing You at work in our life, of walking with You in a way that prepares us for an eternal walk with You. Father, today as we go about life, I pray that You would help us honestly consider why we do the things we do. And we would grow in purity of heart. Father, as we grow in a purity of heart, may we lift up Jesus. That not only we would see You, but that others would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.